Today's Cotton Newsline is Two Cuts, All Cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
As we look at their estimates right now for the 2017 crop, they didn't make any changes from their May estimates. They kept their estimate for U.S. production at 19.2 million bales. That's based off the March planting intentions number of 12.2 million bales. And at this point, given where we are in the season, it's just really based on assumptions of average yields. And then they did make some adjustments to a little bit lower abandonment based on generally a favorable start to this year's crop. And based off of the current crop progress, USDA says we've got about 92% of this year's crop planted at this point, and they rate about 66% in the good to excellent categories.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
That's where we did see some adjustments by USDA. They held the mill use estimate for the 2017 marketing year at 3.4 million bales, but they did come in and lower the expectations for U.S. exports for the coming year from the 14 million bale number that they had down to 13.5 million bales. So that leaves a projected ending stocks out of the U.S. at 5.5 million bales. Part of the reason for that adjustment on the export number relates to some of the adjustments that were made in the international balance sheet. USDA did increase production in some countries such as China and Pakistan, so that came into play with perhaps limiting the import demand in some countries because of the adjustments in the production. When you look at their global balance sheet, they do call for about 1.5 million bale increase in international production in 17 relative to the estimate that they were carrying in May. They are increasing their optimism on the mill use number, having global mill use in excess of 116 million bales for the 2017 year, so that's good to see some positive expectations on mill use. I do think one factor we have to keep an eye on as we go into the 2017 marketing year is that when we look at USDA's expectations of stocks outside of China, they do call for an increase in stocks outside of China of about 6 million bales relative to where we were in the 2016 marketing year. So most of the drawdown in stocks that we're seeing is in China, with stocks outside of China increasing. That could certainly come into play as we think about price prospects when we look ahead over the coming months.